One of Hollywood's golden couples calling it quits, Hugh Jackman and his wife, Deborah Lee Furness, are divorcing after 27 years of marriage. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis have resigned from the board of an anti-human trafficking organization after the fallout from their support of Danny Masterson, convicted of rape just last week. And four women have accused Russell Brand of sexual assault between 2006 and 2013. He says it was consensual. Oppenheimer, the highest-grossing biopic of all time, brought in close to $913 million globally. Amid major backlash of the Hollywood writer strikes, it turns out Drew Barrymore isn't restarting her show after all.
My intentions have never been in a place to upset or hurt anyone. It's not who I am. There's a huge question of the why. Why am I doing this? Well, I certainly couldn't have expected this kind of attention. This is bigger than me, and there are other people's jobs on the line.
It was a slow weekend at the box office. The Nun 2 barely beating out A Haunting in Venice. Maren Morris is leaving country music. I think the whole thing with Jason Aldean put her over the edge, but she did give us some hints along the way, like changing labels and dabbling in pop music. Tonight on Fox, turn it on. It's the Academy of Country Music Honors. Carly Pierce is your host. The honorees include Tim McGraw, Chris Stapleton, and Kane Brown. You're also going to get some cool performances, including this one from Bailey Zimmerman. Here's a little bit of it. He's covering Hardy's signed Sober You.
Don't think about it, mister. Don't even touch your phone. I know you think you miss her, but I promise you, you don't. And there's healing in the lonely. Sit back, kick off your boots, and you'll thank me in the morning like you always do. Sign Sober You.
That's today's entertainment update. I'm Ryan Kelly.